Hey y'all, it's your girl Michelle Ine, and you're tuned in to Christ Over Culture, the podcast for Christian millennials. Happy Wednesday, guys. I'm so happy to be chatting with you guys again. It's been since early May since we did a podcast, so I'm so excited to be back at it. And if you're adulting like me, you know sometimes you just have to kind of take a step back, get as many of your ducks in order as you possibly can, and then go back at it. So that's what I've been working on, and specifically just trying to be consistent in every area of my life, whether it's with work or family, friends, meal prepping, finances. So I'm definitely going to be doing a podcast on consistency because hopefully y'all can relate out there, or maybe it's just me, but consistency is definitely a key word for me in this year of 2017. So I say all that to say that we're back today, and I have a special episode for you guys. It's a throwback episode with my good friend Christina, and we recorded this almost a year ago, but it fits so nicely with the conversation that we had in early May about building the habit of reading and or studying the Bible. You know, some people have done both, or they're just starting out. I know on my journey, which I talked about in the last podcast, I'm in the reading phase. I've done some studying, but I'm really trying to read through the entire Bible. So I recorded a podcast with Christina because she was able to finish the Bible in 90 days. We started a challenge in early 2016 and she finished. I'm still working through it. So if you are still working through your Bible reading, do not get discouraged. Just take it a day at a time. That's definitely what I'm doing. So today we have a special podcast. This is a conversation really between Christina and I, and she's just sharing her experience and her testimony. So I hope that it encourages you. I hope that it inspires you to stay on your Bible reading journey and that it blesses you, and share it with a friend. Write a review on iTunes if you're enjoying the content. And if there's something that you want to hear, hit us up at christoverculture.com or on Twitter at ChristOVCulture or on Instagram at ChristOVCulture. Be blessed, y'all. I love you, and I hope that you enjoy this episode. So, Christina successfully completed the 90-day challenge in 90 days. Share with us, is there a secret? What did you do?
Well, I guess the main thing, if you think about your life and all the things that we read, that we've read since, what, kindergarten? We've read so many books. There's so many series we've read. There's so many online articles we've read. There's so many essays we've written. So putting everything into perspective, if we're supposed to be living for God, we need to read His Word. So that's why after 25 years of living on this planet, I thought if I'm going to call myself a Christian, it would be a really good idea after I read Harry Potter, after I read so many other books, that I go ahead and try to really figure out what it means to be a Christian and read the Word for myself.
Were there any moments in the Bible or throughout your journey, you know, where you felt like, man, this is a really easy read, or man, you know, this is tough. Like, I find myself getting frustrated, or any places where you got stuck?
Yeah. The Bible, there's some definitely slower parts, and I'm sure everyone with their different personalities has a part that they like the best. But for me, when I was reading about the wilderness and just pushing through and that endurance, I really was motivated to get through that part because, you know, we're lost without God. So unless we push through our wilderness in our life, the slower parts of the Bible, you know, I think that's really what He wants us to do. Like, we need to push through whatever trials come our way, just like we need to push through the Bible. We need to push through our day at work. Like, it's imperative to trust God and get through any hard thing, may it be reading the Bible or any trial that comes your way, to seek God no matter what. It wasn't always easy, but I think for me, when I didn't feel like just reading the plan the way that it was broken up, because it breaks it up different chapters and verses per day, I would have a question. I would say, what does the Bible say about cooking? I would pick a question just to figure it out. And I, you know, with Google now, it's really easy. It breaks it down, and there's so many Bible gateways. So I would try to read scripture that way, so it wasn't always so mundane and I could do it by topic. So that was helpful for me.
Mm-hmm. Now, let's take a step back and look at how you decided that you wanted to do something like this. I mean, was Bible reading a part of your life? What made you want to start if you hadn't read the Bible in the past?
So my experience with the Bible growing up was I would go to church on Sunday. There was a bulletin. There would be a topic. And the pastor or the minister, they would preach the word. And I would usually take notes and try to apply it to my life. I would go about my week, and it would be a repeat the next week if I made it to church, you know. So it was a weekly refresher, which is good. It's good to have that habit. But from what I learned about reading the Bible and just becoming a stronger Christian in general is that every single human being has a purpose in Christ. Like, everyone doesn't just have a random purpose. You don't just decide what you want to do and do it if you want to be a Christian. God had a purpose for you. And the only way you can figure out a lot of your purpose is if you seek God. And he'll tell you what he wants you to do. Like, if he placed something in your heart, if he placed a desire in your heart, and you really seek that, you have wise counsel, you think about, you know, what God would have you do, you read the word, your life becomes so much easier. So, yeah, I didn't grow up reading the Bible and going to the Bible as my number one consultant. I would go to my friends or my mentor. But it's very important to figure out who you are in Christ and to go to the Word for your own specific issues, because at the end of the day, it was you and God when you were born. And when you die, it's going to be you and God again. So that source is so important.
Yeah. So I know for me, I grew up in church, was quoting scriptures and all that kind of stuff. So I read the Bible in bits and pieces, but I guess that was more of a religious type of aspect, and not necessarily was I reading it for the spiritual aspect. And I totally can relate with really listening to what the pastor said, but I never really had a hunger or a desire to read his word or really get to know him for myself, which brings me into the whole purpose of this podcast, Christ Over Culture. It's really about shaking loose all that we've ever known about maybe God or religion and discovering it for ourselves, discovering God for ourselves and building a relationship with him. So we have the foundation, and maybe we might not have the foundation, but we can create one. It's never too late to create one. And that starts by reading the Bible. That is the foundation. That's the guidebook. And that's what I'm doing here, trying to uncover what God says and let him reveal things to me by reading it for myself. And I'm just so excited and enthusiastic about it. And it sounds like you are too.
Yeah, I'm definitely excited. And the world is hard. I know in college, you kind of have a structure. Definitely before college, you have a structure. When you get into the real world, there is a structure, but there's so many other variables. And the world is a big place. There's a lot of crazy things that happen. And that foundation is so important, because sometimes nobody really knows what's going on. But we know that God has a plan, and that's important to hold on to.
So now you completed the Bible. How has it changed your perspective of yourself, Christianity, etc.?
Before I read the Bible, I know I was very tempted to give into a lot of other paths, a lot of other advice from a lot of other worldly sources. So I'm sure you've seen there's different articles like 21 ways to a better body or 14 ways to get the man of your dreams. There's so many things for us to follow, and it even may be good advice, but it does not compare to the word of God, the advice of God. So now it's easier for me to, you know, look at things and say, okay, like, do I agree with this? Do I partly agree with this? Does it line up with my spiritual man or not? Because I'm more in tune with what God wants instead of getting distracted by any of the fad belief systems or the different ideas that pop up every single day.
Yeah, and I know me and you, and I'm sure a lot of friends across the country, especially women, have either traded different articles about 21 ways if you know he loves you, or 5 secrets of love, you know, things like that. And what's interesting, and you've brought this up before, is that the Bible has the answers to what we're looking for. And a lot of what the Bible says or teaches, some of these articles kind of touch on, but it's not really a complete view. It's kind of partial.
And what the funny thing is, I think it's even more dangerous when you start seeing partial truths, because you get hooked in. When you see something that's partially true, something that partially looks good, okay, your ears open, your eyes get bigger, you kind of listen to it. But that's even worse, in my opinion, because that can get you sucked in and you can go down a partially good path, but a partially bad path. But we know the Bible is like 100% the good path, the good choice. So I think it's great that there's advice everywhere, but I know I got overwhelmed because there's so many resources today. And there comes a time when Christians, you have to pick one. You have to pick one source, one resource that you're going to live your life by.
Mm-hmm. Now, we are talking about building a habit of reading the Bible. What are some tips or ways that you think people could begin building the habit? And what are some of the things that you did to discipline yourself to read the Bible within such a short time period, 90 days?
Right. I think the first thing that can even motivate people to pick up the Bible is to admit you can't do it on your own. When you think that you've got everything figured out, when you know everything that's going to happen, it's really easy to not consult the Bible because you think, why do I need it? But once you surrender and you admit that, okay, I can't do everything on my own, I don't have all the answers, technology is a wonderful thing. And there's something called the Bible app, and there are Bible plans. There are different ways to track yourself. So it makes it a lot easier to get that constant scheduled scripture into your life. You can set timers. You can even play little games with it. Since you can have friends on the Bible app, you can kind of see what your friends are doing. You can keep up with other people. You can highlight and share scriptures that other people have read. So it's also a social thing. It doesn't have to just be a mundane by yourself reading the Bible when you're not in service. It's social. It's part of social media. It's part of our current millennial lives. And thankfully, there's a lot of other Christian millennials like you, Michelle, who are speaking about the Word of God. And you can go on YouTube. You can listen to some great sermons and get some spiritual inspiration that way, too.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, you said like me, like you, it's literally everyday people just like us out here trying to figure out, hey, you know, my career is important to me. Working out is important to me. And my spiritual life is important to me amongst other things. But it seems like we spend time on all those things that we love and we want to have a spiritual life, especially as millennials. We just don't want all the kind of red tape that comes with it. So I really think when you have an opportunity to read the Bible, in my experience, it's been a freeing type of experience. And in reading the Bible, it's allowed me to not just be confined to what people told me in my life. It's something that I know for myself and I can form my own opinions. And I know we as millennials, we have a spiritual desire, and reading the Bible just frees us up so much more to live out our God-given truth, purpose, and form opinions about what does my relationship with God look like, you know, individually. And I think that's just such a eye-opening, freeing experience for your spirit.
I agree.
So, you know, some people can think that reading the Bible feels like a chore. You know, it's something like I'm supposed to do. And you talked about having the desire to do it. What would you tell someone who kind of doesn't really have the time or doesn't think that they have the time to read, and let alone read the Bible, and they feel like it's a chore? What would you say to someone to encourage them?
I would say to anyone, no matter how little time that they have, one day you will most likely get checked by God. Something is going to happen that needs something to lean on. And it would be better to have your spiritual word in now and have it for your time of need instead of waiting till things maybe don't go the way that you want them to go and then you need something to rely on. I know we're all very busy, and I know we have so many goals that we want to attain. We have so many desires. But what I found is when I read the Bible, I put God first. Like, the desires that I had in my heart, they changed. I didn't want things for myself or to glorify me or as a form of comparison. I wanted, you know, what God had for me, you know, so it changes what you want. When you read the Bible, I know some people don't want to read it because they feel like they'll be convicted. They'll feel like they can't be the same person. But I think the really great thing about God is when you go under the word, when you follow the word, when you decide to follow God, you put yourself in God's presence, he will change the way you think, and he'll change what you want, how you feel about things. And you can be an interesting person, a fun person, an opinionated person in Christ. You can be a strong, independent woman for Christ. Like, you don't have to change your identity 100%, but you can do so many unique, beautiful things under the word of God, and it'll make you see the world in a different way. So I hope everyone just gives it a try, and I just know there's so many things to follow, and I just know that following God is the only option. That's the only way to be satisfied. I know a lot of people, they want, need, but to really enjoy life, you need to have peace, and that's what you get from God.
Mm-hmm. Now, we live in a time where there has not been a lot of peace. And you talked about the Bible giving that peace. What are ways that the Bible is relevant today? Because some people think it's outdated.
I know when I decided to do the Bible challenge, there were a lot of topics that I wanted to look into specifically, various topics. But the first topic was race, and the second topic was marriage. So as far as race goes, I know in today's age, it's very easy to research your ancestors. It's very easy to, you know, find more about your culture. You can have a DNA test. You can see where all your grandpa, your great-grandpa, your great-aunt and uncles came from. And it's really easy to have pride in your ancestry. That is wonderful. But we also have seen in the world some people who have too much pride in their ancestry can start looking down on people who are different. And I think that that is a very important thing to look at, because we've had it centuries ago. We've seen race relations happening today. But what I found, it's very important to realize in the Bible, it speaks about one body of Christ. Like, after you're a believer, we're one. We are all here to glorify God. Skin color, that is nothing. That is not anything that separates people in God's eyes. When you read about Jesus, they never say specifically what he looked like. It is not a Bible about a certain skin color people. It's about all of God's people. We read about the 12 tribes of Israel who inhabited all these different continents. And we know the genealogy of the Bible includes people from all different places. So I thought that was very important to realize, you know, people want to talk about being separated and divided now. People talked about being separated and divided then. But when you look at both times, the side that always wins is the one that unifies people together. So I thought that was a very powerful theme to see in that book that happened so long ago. They had race relations back then. But Jesus overcame, like, one body, one spirit, that overcame all the division.
Mm-hmm. And what about marriage?
About marriage. In pop culture, there is a lot of topics about wifey, girlfriend, boyfriend, bae, boo.
Bae.
Mm-hmm. Netflix and chill, top, bottom, my team, all these things about dating and relationships. And I mean, I see the entertainment in that, but I really believe that most people, eventually, they want something real. They want love. Like, that's very important to feel loved, to have something real. But we don't really talk about spiritual intimacy and spiritual relationships all the time in real love. We don't usually hear about that in songs. So it was wonderful to read what the Bible says about courting and marriage and dating, about how to love one another. I thought that was a very eye-opening experience to see what the Bible said about marriage and a commitment and a covenant between two people. That's beautiful. R&B doesn't tell you all about that, no matter how great it may be. So I thought that was wonderful, and it was just a really fulfilling experience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, Christina, any kind of last thoughts that you have?
I would just have to express to everyone, it's never too late. It does not matter what you've done. It doesn't matter what you've said. It doesn't matter what you've believed. If you give God a try, I promise you, you will be happy about it. There have been so many other things that have been tried and failed. You have nothing to lose. God loves you. He wants you to follow him, and he wants to bless you. So please, just learn about God, learn about the Lord, and you won't be disappointed.
I hope you were encouraged by this podcast episode. Christina definitely shared so much information, and she talked about Romans 12:2, and it's a verse that we've talked about on this podcast that talks about not copying the behaviors of this world, but letting God transform you by the renewing of your mind. And it's so important to know God's will for our lives so that we can live out our purpose and live to our fullest potential. And that only comes by reading the Bible to know God's will for your life. So I just want to encourage you. I hope that this podcast has helped you. I love you guys. Stay blessed, and I'll catch you on the next episode.